Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning a very interesting shiloh today about Hilchos Tefillin, based on the Sefer Eretz Tzvi of Agon HaKadosh of Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, the Kashuk Lover Rebbe. And this shir should be a schus for Rav Chanoch Aryeh ben Zlata Golda and Reb Dor David ben Sarah and Reb Zev Chaim and Chaya Edel. This is from Siman Ein Ches in the Eretz Tzvi. The Talmud of the Eretz Tzvi, Chosh of a Bachar named Rabbi Sachar Leventhal, asked about someone who's left-handed. He does everything with his left hand. He writes Hebrew with his left hand, but he writes Polish with his right hand. And the question is, what hand to put the tefillin on? What arm to put the tefillin on? The Ramah says you go after Simon Chof Zayin, you go after the writing. Here he writes with both hands. So the Svar of the Talmud is that you don't care what he writes Polish with, because it's Taluin Ksivas HaTfilin, and you're writing Tfilin in Lashon HaKodesh. So it doesn't matter what he writes Polish with. So since you're writing, he writes Lashon HaKodesh, he writes Hebrew with his left hand, so L'chaora then, he should put Tfilin on his right arm. That was the Shaila. So the Kozhik Lover answers that Stimus Lashon Shulchan Aruch Poskim Mashmak Tzas, that he doesn't have to be Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. So brings the Mishnah Brura, that it's not tolerating Lashon HaKodesh. But the Talmud asks, but it says Uchsaftam, it's tolerating Ksiva, and that's talking about the Ksiva Setfilin. In the context of the pasuk, mashma dekoyah ksivas tefillin. So the answer is that it could be that the derech hadrash and the derech hapshat are not the same. In other words, we make a drasha that it's tali in ksiva, but it could be that it's tali in any type of ksiva, even though the pshat in the pasuk is that it's talking about Ksivas Tefillin. Or Mezuzahs, Uksatama Mezuzahs Beisecho Visharecha. And then he brings various examples of this, in Tosin Tumur Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, in the second Teretz, in Shavuos Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, there's a Pasuk Vamdu Shnei Anashim, the Drash is that it's referring to the Edim, Pshat is that it's referring to the Baalei Dinim, or Mamed both, and there's a Ran in Shabbos Samach Tes, that the Pshat and the Drash are Lahefich, and use both. So it could be that here also, that when we darshan that it's tali in ksiva, it's any type of ksiva, even though pshat is that it's only ksivas tefillin or mezuzas. But even if you assume, afim nehuv, says the heilige Kozhik Lover, tiba'ina dafka ksiva shel tefillin, arei kosa, arei ksav, shana regilim lichtov, shenikra ksav, mishita, gab kenen kosher ksivas tefillin. He said, even if you're going to go by the ksiva of tefillin, but what we write, our Hebrew script, is not kosher the ksivas hatfillin. For tefillin you need ksav ashuris, and therefore there's no difference when it comes to hilchos tefillin when we're determining what hand he writes with, whether he's writing our Hebrew or Polish. They're both not the proper tefillin writing language. So memela, that has to be removed from the subject of discussion, because he's not writing tefillin with either of his hands. And l'chaira, since he writes Hebrew with his left hand and Polish with his right hand, so he's considered somebody who is ambidextrous, as we say in English. Morgan Avram writes in Simon Samach Zayin Sif Kotn Yud that even if you do all your maisim b'smol, but when with respect to writing you can write with both hands, so you put your tefillin on your left arm, even though you do all your deeds with your left arm, and therefore you should apparently put it with your right. That makes you a lefty. You should put it on your right arm. But if you're writing with both arms, with both hands, you put it on your left. Achiyesh Lodun continues the Kozhik Lover, according to the Magen Avraham and Simon Chof Zayin, Sif Kotn Tes, that somebody who accustoms himself to writing with his left hand, that doesn't make him a lefty. The Dagul Meir Vavah says the reason is because the Iker Talui is Talui in what he is naturally, and not what he accustomed himself to doing, another svara would be that the in our case, remember, this person is naturally all left. He's naturally a lefty. Just Polish, he cuts himself to writing with his right arm. Another svara would be that yamin and smol are not really talui in what you use more. Just what has more strength, what has more power, and what you use is a raya, is a simen, that it has more power. Since you use it more, shemamina, it's not a simen, it's a simen. The reason is not, it's not because you use it more, but rather the fact that you use it more is a sign that it's the stronger hand. And therefore, what din does it have? It has a din of yamin. Val kain dina ki yamin. Since you use it more, whatever hand you use more is going to be considered your right arm, your stronger arm. So that's if you're going after what you use it for. Whatever you use more, that just arises a stronger hand. And even the dais that it's talui in ksiva, it's also not that you actually write with it, but the writing with it is a raya that this hand is the stronger hand. And therefore, in our instance, it doesn't help that he accustoms himself, he habituated himself to writing with his right hand against his nature. He was born a lefty. Ikar koicho is with his left hand. He's a lefty, you know what I mean? It's the ninth inning, they have the men on second and third, there's only one out, they have a lefty coming up. A righty pitcher. Every beginner manager knows you bring in the lefty. That's what you got to do here. You got to bring in the lefty. This guy's a lefty because all of his kochos are in his left hand. He got himself used to writing with his right hand to Hebrew, but that's not really a strong hand. Iker kochos b'smol. He just changed his teva a little bit, but betolda his iker is kochos b'smol. Kumtois, that even if he accustoms himself to writing Ashuris, what would he do? How would he write his Ashuris? Stumble with his small, that's his stronger hand. So it's not befall what he actually writes, but we want to know what his stronger hand is. Stronger hand is his left hand. And now we can understand the Ha'ara of the Mishnah Brura. Why did the Poskim say that we go after Ksiva? They should have said Dafka Ksivas Ashuris, which is Ksivas Tfilin. So based on what we said, it's very good that since you don't require Ksiva Befoal, even somebody doesn't know how to write it all, you just have to know what his stronger hand is. So you're just trying to bring a raya what his stronger hand is, so it doesn't go by Ashuris. And if the guy does, let's say he doesn't know how to write, so you go by what he does Rov Maisim. Because the point is not the writing, the point is what's his stronger hand. And the writing is just a raya. So if he writes other languages with his left hand, you would assume that Ashuris also. Therefore, it doesn't have to say that it's you go after Ksav Ashuris, which is Ksivas Tvilin, that type of Ksav, because it's not the point. The point is what's your stronger hand. And the Raya is the Ksiva. Continues the Kashik La Ra'al Kol Zeh L'Dei Hashem Magen Avraham Sif Katan Tes De Megilulei Sidur Lo Chashiv Hidur. This is all according to the opinion in the Magen Avraham that if they cuts himself to being a lefty, he's not considered a lefty. Avol De Rishona Sheba Mordechi Dafilu Her Gilu Dino Ke Itter. But there's another day that if you accustom yourself, you do have a din itter. So maybe here by accustoming himself, maybe he gets the din itter. Maybe he gets the din since he accustomed himself to writing Polish with his right hand. Maybe then he has a din also of being a righty. But if you're ma'ayin in the Beis Yosef, the name of the Mordechi would be that it would appear that his maskana is that the ikar tali is beikar kocho betoladito. Depends what you really are. In Memela, that would be the Ikra Halacha, that it doesn't matter what your hergel is, what matters is what this person is, Batsim. Alkain, Lani Ustaiti, Mboru Be'enov Svara Hanal, Da'atam Shelo Yochel Hargel Atzmo Ivris Didan Be'yamin, Omachel Shekzivas Yamin Lesmol, Yeniach Tfilin Be'yamino. So, if it's clear, this Svara, that why can't he write Hebrew with his right hand? Remember, he's writing Hebrew with his left hand. Why is he writing Hebrew with his left hand and Polish with his right hand? The answer is they're going in different directions. They're going in different directions. Therefore, I'm understanding from the tshuva that when you're writing, when this person was writing Hebrew when he's going from right to left, so he wants to write with his left hand so that his hand isn't on the ink, it's not going to smudge the ink. And when he's writing from Polish, from left to right, then he'd prefer writing with his right hand. Why? Because then again he's not smudging the ink, he's going in the direction the paper is blank. This person's stronger hand is his left hand, because he's doing really everything with his left hand. And to be margul himself to write Ivris with his right hand, well then again, that would be the direction he doesn't want to go in. Right? Because then he's writing from right to left, so then his hand is going over the letters that he already wrote. It's hard for him to do that, so he's going to stay with a stronger hand. So, if I'm understanding the Kashik Lover correctly, just stick with the fact that the boy is a lefty, he does everything with his left hand, he has a special reason that he writes Polish with his right hand, but he should really put tefillin on his right arm, because he is halachically considered a lefty. Ach, but he concludes the tshuva, he should only make one bracha of lahaniach. He should be samech on the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi, that if he doesn't speak, if he doesn't talk in the middle, he should make one bracha of Avshapir Shirama. But you make two brachas, like we Ashkenazim do, lahaniach anal mitzvahs, mikol makom benidon didon, v'yish k'tzas, safik b'anachah shel yad, v'k'tzas k'en tzvek tzveka. So here he has a sveik sveika and the hanach of the shalyad, so he shouldn't make two brachas. What's a sveik sveika? Because shem halacha karashi, maybe the halacha is like Rashi that you shouldn't make two brachas, make only one, go like Rashi. Shenis ktsas safik shem and yotze b'shalyad, maybe you're not yotze the bracha in the shalyad. So even though it's not a safik ashakul, but nevertheless, they're even dais, even though in all likelihood he is Yotze, but even though there's only a small percentage that he's not Yotze, they're dais that even the Enos Feka Shkulos, you can make a Sfek Sveka. Then he brings the Pnei Yeshua, Ksubas, who says like that, and Brachas are not Ma'akev. so don't worry about missing the bracha. So therefore, the bracha he makes in the shel yad, the advantage is that it's going to be al haniach, and it's also going to go on the shel rosh. So on the tzad that he's not yotze with the yad, then the bracha is also going on the shel rosh. But if he makes the bracha on the shel rosh as well, then it could be the bracha on the shel yad is not a bracha at all. So maybe it's fake, and maybe they'll like Rashi only make one bracha, and even though it's not like Rashi, it's to say there because then the al haniach is going to be going on the shel rosh. Takan the Zora Kodesh, it's Mufurish Kedas Rashi, like the Beis Yosef brings him in Tchof Hei. Shla writes the Das, that's Zora Kodesh Kedas Rashi. And Safik Brachas Lahakel, even though the Minig is to be Mavarech. And the Ramah Paskins like the Minog. But here we can go with the Safik Brachas Lahakel because of this unique case. So if you have like the Ran says, if you have a suffix, that if you have a minug, you only do when it's actually like the minug, but not in a similar case to the minug. So here the minug is to make the bracha on a separate bracha on the shel yad and the shel rosh. But in this unique case, it's not exactly like the regular case where you're going with the minug to make the bracha. So memela, go with the suffix brachas lahakel. So the maskana, this lefty who writes Polish with his right hand should put on tefillin like a lefty, but only make, meaning on his right arm, but only make one bracha. That's a very interesting, a brief tshuva of the Kodesh Klavar. And since we're ready, have the sefer open, and since we are alive, you might as well chaper ein, as they say in Polish. So that was Simon Ein Ches. And Simon Ein Tes, he talks about making a siyum. Why an Erev Pesach? Interesting shaila. You make a siyum, tainis bechorim, and then they can eat all day. But when you make a siyum during the 9 days, you can only eat meat at that seuda, and not afterwards. So why does the siyum of tainis bechorim permit eating the whole day, and the siyum of eating meat that allows you to eat meat during the 9 days is just for that meal? Says the Rebbe, Chora, Tzarichim Godel Ala Minuk Sheochlan Abachorim Kol Hayom Erev Pesach Asmech Asim. What makes more sense? Just that meal or the whole day? Pasha, it makes sense, just that meal. How can they eat the whole day? The Rebbe Shar Tainasibar, Filim Yishocha Pamachas Asulechol Achakach. Tainasibar, if you ate once, you now eat it afterwards. Rash, Bekedushin Chafalaf Omid Beis, Shochan Orch Archaim Simit Haksach, Sifalaf. Why here is it Mutter all day? It's a famous chiddush of the Kodesh Klavar. Every tainus has two elements. Number one, there's a mitzvah to fast. Number two, there's an isser to eat. So when he eats once that day, he's not makayim the mitzvah to fast. He lost the fast. He ate a kezayis. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Sam Ches, that if a person made a neder to be Misani Yom Echad, and he ate, he loses the tainus, he has to fast another day. Once he ate, he lost it. And that he's not allowed to eat afterwards. The reason is because even though he doesn't have a mitzvah, but there's still an isser. And every kezayis, that's all other tainus tzibur. That's l'shem inui v'siguf, to afflict yourself. But tainus b'chorim, which is zecher l'neis, there's no isser achil, there's only a mitzvah. Like mitzvah lakas ner Chanukah, dalet kosis, mitzvah persumei nisa. So here also. So if a guy, if a person eats one time, it's a muvas layucha liskon, and there's no more shame tainis. So here, since it's only a mitzvah, once it's not a mitzvah anymore to fast because he ate his kezayis, that's it. There's no isser to eat. So once there's no isser, so let him just eat the rest of the day. But if it's during the 9 days, there's an isser to eat basar. So it doesn't help that he made the siyum. He has to be misagif himself not to eat meat. So Seder, he made the siyum, he ate meat. So you want to say there's no mitzvah anymore not to eat meat? Seder, but there's an isser to eat meat. And therefore, he's not allowed to eat meat the rest of the day. That's a very interesting chiddush of the Kodesh Klavar. And we should be zochet to learn many, many more tshuvas. Hashem should give us the koach, the moach, and the simcha, and the financial means to continue giving these shiurim. And Amen. Amen. Shalom. Shalom, sweetest and most beautiful.